Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. Futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, where European equity markets are lower on fears of widespread European lockdowns. Bonds are mixed, with the US 10-year unchanged at 1.63% and Eurozone yields higher on ECB comments. The dollar is mixed, softer versus the euro and yen, but firmer versus the loonie and sterling. Oil is down following news that the US will announce a plan to release oil reserves with several other nations. Gold is flat, industrial metals are lower, and Bitcoin is weaker. Making news, the focus in Europe remains on the increase in new COVID infections and the subsequent impact on the growth outlook. ECB officials have highlighted that policy sequencing plans will continue despite the COVID surge. The ECB's pandemic emergency purchase program is still seen ending in March next year. The big news in the US yesterday was that the White House renominated Powell as Fed chair and Brainard as vice chair as widely expected. The decision has been broadly welcomed and also underpinned rate hike expectations. In a Bloomberg interview last night, Atlanta Fed President Bostich said that the Fed may need to quicken the taper in response to inflation and employment, adding that he would be comfortable supporting a QE wind-down by the end of the first quarter next year, given the way the data has been evolving. However, he also noted that data has been volatile, and he wants to see more evidence of strong employment and whether inflation remains at a high level. Meanwhile, in Asian central bank news, there have been more discussions over whether the Bank of China will loosen policy amid downside risks to the economy. In other news, Bloomberg reported that OPEC officials have warned that they're likely to respond to plans by oil-consuming countries led by the US to release oil from their strategic stockpiles. President Biden is set to announce a plan to release reserves from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve today in tandem with China, India, Japan, and South Korea. On the data front, the focus today is on flash PMIs for November. Eurozone PMIs improved, with manufacturing and services ahead of consensus, while UK output was at a two-month low on a services sector slowdown. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Redbook Chain Store, Flash Manufacturing PMI, Flash Services PMI, and Crude Inventories, while among the companies due to post their results before the open today, Medtronic, Analog Devices, Best Buy, and Dollar Tree. In corporate news, The Wall Street Journal reported that Comcast is considering pulling much of its content off Disney's Hulu, moving it exclusively to Peacock. Bloomberg reported that SVB Financial Group's investment bank SVB Leerink is in talks to acquire equities research firm Moffitt Nathanson. And Italy's antitrust agency has fined Amazon and Apple a total of 200 million euros for running a restrictive agreement that would not allow legitimate Apple and Beats genuine product retailers to operate on Italy's Amazon marketplace. Asian equities finished mostly lower overnight. Hong Kong led the decliners as its healthcare and biotech names fell, while Shanghai stayed just above water. South Korea and Taiwan were down as technology stocks followed Wall Street's lead. Australia's large-cap miners were higher as iron ore futures surged in Dalian limit up on hopes of steel production resuming. Japan was closed. In regional news, Bloomberg noted that China's yuan is approaching its strongest ever level against its trade partners' currencies, even as the Bank of China attempts to slow its rally with weaker-than-expected daily fixings. And Reuters reported that some Chinese banks have been told by financial regulators to issue more loans to property firms for project developments in efforts to marginally ease liquidity strains across the industry. European equity markets are lower 2 hours into the session. In European news, despite having some of the highest vaccination rates in the world and amidst growing opposition, European governments are resorting to lockdowns in an attempt to halt the current coronavirus wave. And The Telegraph cited a speech by UK Brexit Minister Frost, who warned that Britain must cut taxes and reduce regulation, otherwise it risks a Brexit failure. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.